Welcome to the Ditch That Textbook podcast, a daily show to equip, inform, and inspire educators to teach with less reliance on the textbook through technology, creativity, and innovation. I'm your host, Matt Miller. Let's get started. This is episode 26 of the Ditch That Textbook podcast, which you're going to hear again in just a second. What you're also going to hear is this really interesting interview that I did with these three guys. I heard about them at first through the Q conference in Palm Springs. They did a little mini keynote to kick off the conference, and it was this really interesting combination of people that made this happen. So the project started with Jamal Bowman, who you will hear at the end of the episode, who runs he's basically the principal of a middle school in New York called the Cornerstone Academy for Social Action. And he wanted to bring hip hop culture into the classroom and do some really great positive things with it with his students. But he wasn't able to do it by himself. And so he got connected with Joel, who you'll hear from also, who now lives in California, who is able to bring this sort of like curriculum and program into the school and make it happen. And because of the success of it, they reached out to MK, who is a videographer who is creating a documentary about this whole thing. And it's fascinating just to hear the vision of and the passion of these men to be able to reach these children in Bronx, New York. And of course, you'll hear me, and I have to apologize about my audio quality. Somehow I got the wrong microphone selected, and my audio quality is horrible. I promise in future episodes it will be better than this. This episode is a little bit longer than usual, but I think that you'll enjoy it. So here it goes. This is episode 26 of the Ditch That Textbook podcast, and I am here in Rockville, Indiana, right near where I live at the fantastic Wheelhouse Donuts coffee shop. But my guests are not here in Indiana with me. So I have MK and Joel, who we're going to be chatting with for just a little bit. They did a really great sort of like mini keynote to kick off a day of the Q conference in Palm Springs, where I was just recently. And so, guys, I want to turn it over to you just real quickly so you can, A, pronounce your names correctly, because I know I probably butchered them. And just tell us a teeny tiny bit about yourself. So, MK, do you want to start?
Yes, of course. My name is Jean-Michel MK Dobaria. I'm from Paris, and now I'm resident to Los Angeles, LA. And I work into production, into music videos and different artists in fashion. And I'm beside Joel as my director, working on that documentary, Casa documentary.
Wonderful. Very good. Now, Joel, go ahead and tell them a little bit about yourself.
All right. My name is Joel Saint-Cylien. I am also from Paris, now residing in Oakland, California. I am a filmmaker and an educator.
Excellent. Very good. Well, that pretty much sums it up in two words, I think. So now I know that you guys talked for a little bit about this really cool program that you did with Casa Middle School there in California. And I just heard lots of great buzz about it at the conference and knew that we had to share this with my audience. So can you guys tell us just a little bit about, first of all, what the program is, and then second of all, how it got started?
So the program that we introduced to Jamal Bowman was written, the curriculum was written by Chad Harper that has an organization called Hip Hop Saves Lives. And it pretty much consisted of teaching different lessons to the students. And the students would express what they've learned through an art form of their choosing. Which is writing songs, dancing, and shooting music videos.
So tell us a little bit, either one of you, whoever is best to answer this, tell us a little bit about what the students are actually doing. Like, what does it actually look like that they're doing?
Go ahead, Joel.
Okay. So when we walked in the room, we would pretty much... it really depends. Sometimes they do their own research and they search like a topic or an issue that's going on around the world. Most of the time is for example, extreme poverty. Mm-hmm. And they look up statistics and they address the subject. We address the subjects. They learn about the statistic of extreme poverty, and then they express what they've learned through different ways. So some of them like to write, so they write songs. Some of other like to do set design, so they do set design. Some other like to dance. Some other like to produce songs. And once we have all these different art form put together into one project, we actually produce that, and we send the final product to an organization actually working towards finding a solution to resolve that issue.
Yeah, very good. That's the kind of stuff that I would love to see more of in schools, is where kids take on an issue. And I know that the way that schools are built and the way that they're run right now, it's so hard to do this, but where kids take on an issue that they're passionate about, they learn something about it, and then they try to do something. It's like taking action. And that's one of the things that I absolutely love about this, and the fact that they're expressing themselves through these different means, and it's great. Now, MK, I want to throw this over to you for a little bit.
The first question was about how the movement start, how can we do this, and all kind of issues.
Yeah.
Jamel Bowman is a visionary. He have a great vision. He welcome innovation into the school, and the kids looking up to this as well. Mm-hmm. I think I've been to the school for like a couple of times, and I work closely with Joel, and I see all this stuff he's been doing with them. And I think all start with people on top.
Yeah.
And the fact the kids see that, and the teachers see that as well, that's why the movement is so strong and so in a high level every single day. Even when Jamel Bowman is not in school, the teacher work for him, talk for him.
Yeah.
They only have one path, one vision. They all together, they all line up and the same vision. And that's why the program and that documentary is so strong, because one vision can bring a long way. And that's what it is about right now.
Yes, yes, absolutely. Okay, I want to ask you one more thing about this before we wrap up. The impact that this has had on students, obviously letting them do this kind of work, what kind of impact have you seen on them?
Oh, self-confidence. I mean, the program started as an after school, and once Jamal Bowman saw that the self-confidence that was built up was spinning all over everything else, and the grades went up and the attendance went up, and we used to give them performances opportunities, and they produced their own album, and then out of this album they had like a red carpet album release party with celebrities coming, and the press was coming. So all of these really had like a great influence on them. And once the kids have confidence, I mean, everything else works out.
And I think as well, like when you see the success of a great program, it is when the kid, after leaving the school, they go to they go to college, they go to high school, different high school, they're still coming back to see the teachers and the principal. That's why you know the impact is strong.
We are still fundraising for the documentary. This is a story that needs to be told. Please go to casadocumentary.com. Click on the donate. It's going to lead you straight to the Indiegogo campaign. We need to raise $75,000 to finish that project, and we are 10% in. We're going strong. Join us.
Jamal, real quick, while we've got you, can you just tell me just your thoughts on the impact of this program on your school?
Yeah, so it was transformative, man. I mean, I had a vision for bringing hip-hop culture and its creativity and brilliance and history and social action component to the school, but I couldn't find the teachers and the activist innovators to do it. So when we found Joelle and when we found Chad, Hip Hop Saves Lives in the Goose World, it was like a match made in heaven. It was like, I know there's a God. I believe in God right now. And
amen.
God obviously sent them to us. And, you know, we were blessed enough to make history, man. And their legacy is still existing within our school, man. So it's awesome. It's awesome.
Thanks for listening to the Ditch That Textbook podcast. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. If you love it, be sure to leave a review and rating on iTunes to help others find the show. Thanks for listening and happy ditching.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.